Hey guys, this is Culture and Conversations, and this is a small talk episode. I've got another show with my friend, Brandy Thomas, as she stopped by to talk about her work with My Sister's Place in Gainesville, Georgia. This conversation revolves around the difficulties of online dating and some very maladjusted people that we've come in contact with during our dating lives. You guys are in for a treat. Sit back and relax. Small talk. Something here. Hilarious.
Say something ridiculous.
So, yeah, something ridiculous. So, I was on Instagram, and I was in one of the many beautiful women I follow on Instagram. I was looking at, you know, her event link that she had posted on her profile because she's coming to Atlanta. And I took a look at the event link, and there were, like, tickets to the event. And the tickets ranged anywhere from, I want to say $200 up to, like, $600. And I'm like, okay, so what kind of meet and greet has a price range of $200 to $600? Because it's like she's just a regular person, right? But she's, you know, she's got an Instagram following.
So I need to get some Instagram followers. This is crazy. What are you buying a ticket for? What are you about to tell me?
Well, this is where it gets good. So I took a look at her prices. Matter of fact, because I don't want to not do this justice. Let me pull these up on the on my phone here, so I can give you the full rundown of these great prices. You know, this great package of options that she's got available.
My God.
Wow, that is something I did not expect to see there. I can't even describe that because this is a PG-13 podcast. Oh my goodness!
And I have PG ears, yeah. Not even PG-13.
We support that. I'm just like, look. All right, okay, here we go. And so I'm not gonna give her any free press. I really need to interview her though, because I'm thinking about doing like another sub podcast called like The Vocal Vixen. Okay, I lied. Her tickets range from $75 to $600, right? So she's got dinner date. Guess how much that costs? $200.
What?
Yep. If you want to have dinner with her, you know.
Wait,
you can,
does that cover the cost of the dinner too, or you still have to pay?
I don't think it covers the cost of the dinner. It just says an intimate date at a nice restaurant, enjoy a meal, and conversation for $200. I think that gets you the date, and then you still got to pay. You still got to pay for the food. Yes. Then there's so for $75, you can do a bowling date. Or for $75, you can go to the gym and work out with her. And then, but wait, there's more. For $600, you can go and apparently go to a photo shoot where she takes a bunch of pictures and you watch.
This is not real.
This is not real.
This is not a real thing. Shut up. Bye.
I'm going to send you the screenshots, because screenshots don't lie. This is real.
Jameson, people are out here. I want to know if she sold tickets. That's what I want to know.
Let's see.
Personally. And this feels very call girl-ish.
Look, I'm not
selling my body. I'm an escort. That's what this sounds like.
You know, this is my thing. It doesn't look like, well, she still has all this stuff listed. And the deadline hasn't passed yet. The deadline's, she has different deadlines for these different things. Cause she's only in town for a few days, well, not a few days, but like about 2 weeks. So yeah. Yeah. On the gram.
Listen, I want men to raise their standards. That's what I want.
Okay.
So for all the men who are listening to this small talk, raise your standards. Don't let these women, or these people, because maybe some men doing the same thing for other men. I don't know. I'm not judging. Yeah. Don't let them get away with foolishness like this. This is dumb. Buy a ticket to have dinner with me? Buy a ticket and let's go bowling? Like, what is this? Why? Now, let me tell you, though. I'm not going to lie. If Beyonce say we can go have dinner for $200, I'm going to pay those $200. But it's Beyonce. If Oprah said, hey, girl, let's go bowling, but it's going to cost you $75, I'm going to slide her those coins. But just because you're on Instagram and you take nice pictures, you know your angles, you're pretty to look at. Maybe you have good conversation. I'm not buying a ticket to do those things with you just because. Men, raise your standards.
So look, I completely support that statement. I had to send it out to some people when I saw it. And I was just amazed because one of the things I saw on her Instagram was that she drives a Ferrari. And I said, what are you doing where you can, you know, pay for a Ferrari, you know? And, you know, don't get me wrong. That could be family money. That could be a couple of different things, right? But when you start, you're charging people $200 for dates, right? not even paying for the food, but you're charging people $200 for dates.
Then, I think that's what the working girls call them, too, dates.
And look, so help me understand that. Is it prostitution if there's no advertised sex?
Listen.
It felt like a prostitution thing to me.
I'm not playing these games with people. If you take money from a person. And in taking that money,
shots fired.
It is a promise of and an innuendo to, an allusion to intimacy.
Chill.
It's prostitution. I'm not saying you have to call yourself a prostitute.
Okay.
Or even an escort. But let's just, you know, call a spade a spade.
Wow.
And I'm not judging it, but I'm saying why not just call it what it is?
I gotta
be proud of
it. I gotta judge it though, because like the amount of ego that it takes to make a meet and greet event and you sell tickets to yourself.
But why judge it? Why be mad at it when, you know, ultimately, are you mad because you didn't think of it first?
No.
Are you mad because people are doing it?
Well, I'm not mad. I just look at that and I'm like, wow. And, you know, and don't get me wrong, I don't blame women for trying to monetize their Instagram followings. I don't blame them at all.
When did that become a job? I think it's just crazy. Like, I'm so sick of these Insta celebrities.
I go back to supporting women in their agency, right? That's part of my wokeness. I support women in their agency. I get it how you live, but I just when I saw that, I was just like, wow, this is just so wrong. It is so wrong and so funny and so reflective of the culture we live in.
It is.
Because my thing is just, go ahead,
Brandon. She's feeding on low self-esteem. If we're real honest.
Because my thing is this, right? This is my thing. All right. Let me bring you into my world and give you a glimpse of my male perspective on this a little bit. If you once again, right, if she wants a date, you know, to hang out with somebody in the city, and she was like, hey, I'm gonna be in your city, I'm being here in Atlanta, you know, and I'm looking to hang out and meet up with some people, you know, I'm sure she's got a list of guys in her DMs, you know, I might be included, who she could hit up, and just be like, hey, you know, if you want to have dinner, you know, I'm looking to kind of connect with some people. You're always very friendly, blah, 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 blah. Hey, take me out to dinner. And I'd love to, you know, get have some dinner while I'm in town, away from family, whatever. I'm sure she could line up a whole bunch of dates that would just, you know, spend time with her and keep her busy and have fun while she's, while she's in the city. But this whole idea of selling, like, you know, on top of, like, having an admission ticket to get.
Is this an event ticket? But it's the whole GoFundMe culture. Like, I'm so sick of GoFundMe. Like, if you set up a fundraiser and you use GoFundMe, I'm probably not going to look at it at all.
Wow. She has an event. What is it? Eventbrite? Let me see whatever that website is.
Free. It's free to set it up. So you can set tickets for anything.
Yep, so. It's Eventbrite, and she's accepting Visa, MasterCard, American Express.
Trash. But you know what? Pay your rent, girl. Pay your rent, because that's what this sounds like. The bills are coming due.
Man, I had somebody. Did I tell this story? Oh, I did tell this story in another small talk episode. I had somebody that I went out with a couple of times. I met them speed dating in Atlanta. And she hit me up over one of the online dating apps asking me to help pay some bills that she had because she didn't take out enough money out of her trust fund for the quarter to cover the expenses of her bills while she was building her house and, you know, trying to get things squared away with that. And I just was like, the audacity. Because let's tell you what happened, Brandy. Can I tell you what happened? Okay. She went ghost on me. So we went out a couple of times. We met speed dating. And then, you know, my persistence continued. And I said, hey, you know, I would love to take you out to dinner sometime and spend some time to really sit down and get to know you. You know what I mean? And talk a little bit. Because speed dating is like 5-minute conversation. It's just whatever, right? And I was like, yeah, let's go out and have a real date. So, you know, I finally talked her into doing it. And, you know, it was cool, right? I don't mind a little bit of persistence, having to be persistent or whatever. So we went out a couple times. I took her to the airport, doing her a favor one morning. Got up super early at like 4 o'clock in the morning, look, being a friend.
Took her to the airport. That's commitment.
Look, I tried.
We go together.
So that's the message that sends when you take somebody to the airport. You know,
listen, early.
Yes, it was early. I mean, because I had just seen her like about 3 or 4 hours, you know, before or whatever. Because anyway, I took her to the airport. She was sending me pictures from her trip. Like, hey, this is me, you know, here. And, you know, this is me looking cute over here. You know, because the guys, we like that. That's like a sign of progress. When you start getting like the random selfies and the random pictures and stuff, it's like, okay, boo, I see you. All right, whatever, you know. Because that's like our sign that we go together. Like, yeah, man, she just sent me this. She just sent me this picture. You know?
Yeah.
But she disappeared. Like, she came back into town. She didn't tell me. She stopped answering my phone calls. And I was like, okay, I'm not bitter. It's okay. You wanted something different. I'm cool with that. Mm-hmm. I'm a very emotionally adjusted man. I'm good. I understand. These things happen. This is the game. Pick yourself up. Dust yourself off. Go chase out the next beautiful woman, right? But then she hits me back up. I saw her on the online dating site. And I just, oh, you're still single. Okay. So I just reached out and said, hey, I just, you know, saying hello. Didn't ask for a date. Didn't even try to send off the, let me, you know, kind of slide into your inbox or whatever and see if you don't, you know, you see if I can re-spark this thing. Now I was just like, I literally was just saying hello. Hope everything you were working on worked out great. You know, all the stuff you had going on. And I didn't say anything else because it was kind of sporadic conversation, which kind of gave me the hint that she definitely was not interested.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, like about 4 or 5 weeks after that last message, she sends me a message asking for money. And I had to sit on it for a minute. I showed it to my friends. You know, we cleared off a table and laid out a blueprint for exactly how I should respond. And we proposed several responses.
Started with, you must be out your rabbit mind. I hope that's how it started, at least.
I wrote a fairly long response. I had proper grammar and had proper punctuation.
Hashtag bye, Felicia.
Look, I had to let her know. Because I'm just like, you must think I'm a fool. Like I felt, it wasn't even that she asked, right? Because, you know, I could be a simp and send it to her. But the fact that she thought I was a simp and would send it to her, that's
offensive, isn't it?
It is. You know, and like I said, it's just like, I think they got the game all wrong. You know, it's like, if you want to play that game with a guy, okay, female listeners on the Culture and Conversations podcast, if you want to play the simp game where a man wines and dines you and takes care of you, at least make him feel like he's king in your presence. Make him feel good, you know.
I mean, That felt too emphatic. Like, I felt like I said yes, like, girl.
Yes.
Drop knowledge. But that's not how I meant it. I mean, just.
It's the truth, though. It's the truth.
It's the truth. Like, yeah.
And it's a game. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong. I appreciate a woman such as yourself who has high morals and values and won't take advantage of a brother like that. I appreciate that. But at the same time, women, if you are going to play that game, don't be just out here, you know, taking advantage of guys and then not at least making them feel great. That's not good.
It's disrespectful. Yeah. It's disrespectful. Like, I'm just saying. I just can't believe that there are people who do. I mean, I know there are, but it just blows my mind. And, because, yeah. Well, one, because I've always been a person who likes steady money. Mm-hmm. So I believe in going to work, and I know exactly what my check is going to look like. I don't understand building your life style around whims of someone else. Like, maybe he's going to buy me this dinner and I'm going to eat good tonight, but maybe he's not going to take my call tomorrow, so maybe I'm fasting.
Not fasting.
Yeah, I'm fasting.
You're seeking time with the Lord.
It's a Daniel fast, but it's only because I have no money.
It's because Daniel did not call you back. It's because Daniel sent you the text and said he already ate. Because Daniel said he picked up something on the way over.
That's right. Daniel said he wasn't feeling hungry, so let's not eat today. So I just don't get that. I think it's just rude and disrespectful, but I also have a thing against online dating. I don't know how, what the answer is to really meeting people, but online dating and apps, that's not it for me.
Do you have a story that you would like to tell, Brandy, about an online dating experience that you can share with the Culture and Conversations family?
Listen, I just hate it.
It's just me.
I've had no good experiences, so I tried.
Tell me one thing that was bad about it, Brandy.
It was just the quality of the people.
Okay.
And I heard that, you get what you pay for. So if you try the free apps, then that's what you're going to get. But if you pay for it, then, okay, so I did both.
Okay.
Still crazies. One guy that I met, we were having drinks, and I thought the conversation was going well. And I'm a very grounded person.
Okay.
And so it was a getting to know you conversation. So I said, so tell me about what you do. And this man would have acted like you slapped his face and called his mom a whore. Like, he was so offended. What do you mean, what do I do? You Atlanta women are all the same. But I'm like, wow. Hold on.
Wow.
Like, we're in this establishment in this restaurant in Buckhead that you selected, and what? You are being loud and ridiculous.
Okay,
I
got to ask questions now because this has gotten good. Okay, what restaurant did he take you to? Just out of curiosity.
Well, it wasn't a restaurant. I took it back. It wasn't a restaurant. It was definitely just for drinks. So what is it? Buckhead Bottle Bar?
Okay.
It's been a few years, I think.
Okay.
I think that was, Buckhead. I think that's the name of it. So we met there. And when I tell you, I was like, literally, I'm just trying to get to know you. You know, obviously, I drove myself here. I'm paying for my own drinks.
What? He made you.
I'm not chasing a check.
He lets you pay for your own drinks?
I let myself pay for my own drinks because, again, I'm getting to know you. I don't want to build up this, charge account with you where you feel like there's something that is owed.
This is true.
So I'm paying this bill. Thanks.
These dudes, I got to adjust my prices, man. I'm out here not expecting anything after like a nice dinner. You know what I'm saying? Like, these dudes out here buying a few drinks and expecting stuff.
It's crazy, but people out here are crazy. So, yeah, it was ridiculous. So we did not have a follow-up after that. But literally, I just could not believe that this man reacted this way. I didn't ask him how much he made. I just said, tell me about what you do.
Let's get back to this moment where he started to apparently raise his voice.
He did raise his voice.
This ooh.
He was just loud talking wow. in this establishment, and I'm looking around like
he's on the first.
I don't do this.
He's on the first date.
Right.
He's on the first date. He allowed you to allow yourself to pay for your own drinks, and then when you ask him a simple question of, "Hey, what do you do for a living?" A very common get to know you question. He gets upset and starts raising his voice, talking about all you Atlanta women are all the same.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. That would be strike one against online dating. strike one and maybe one and a half. You know.
Yeah, and then there was the guy that I met who he was very, very conservative in his political beliefs, which is, you know, feel what you will.
You went,
but that you went out put with me a, on edge a little.
You went out with Herman Cain?
Basically, but he was Herman an atheist. He was an atheist.
Whoa. How can you be politically conservative and then, well, okay.
It was a very weird mix, and it just made me, I just couldn't. It put me in a very strange space.
Okay.
And, you know, if you are atheist, that's your thing, but it's not mine. And so, you know, I do believe in God and Jesus and everything. So I'm a Christian. That was weird for me. I could not. Yeah, and then it's just I've never had a good experience. I've gone out on four dates from online dating or apps, and all of them were bad. I've had lots of conversations. Most of them did not yield dates. Like I said, I only went on four. But I'm just not here for it. I don't like it.
Oh, wow. Wow. I was explaining to one of my buddies on another episode that we recorded in the studio. Shameless plug for Words with KB as soon as he drops the podcast episode. My buddy KB or Kevin Bivens from Words with KB, the Words with KB podcast. me and him were talking, and we were just talking about, he said that he was like, yeah, you know, I think online dating is too easy. I'm like, nah, bro. Like, it just speeds up the nonsense, you know. I had a match one time on Tinder, because that's what I'm using right now. I'm on Tinder, and I was talking to a young lady or a young woman, and she basically starts the conversation off after a couple messages saying that she's looking for a man that will take care of her while she transitions into her career as a real estate agent. And I just was like, I just can't believe somebody just said this to me, which. You know, and you know, after being asked to pay somebody's help pay somebody's down payment on their townhouse that they're building, you know, I'm not surprised anymore. But
what are you telling these people? Like, why are they just coming at you this way? 'Cause I just can't wrap my mind around the idea that this is commonplace. So I feel like this is exclusively happening to you.
I think it could be a couple things, right? Okay. I think it could be the fact that. Women think that big guys are desperate and emotionally unstable and have low self-esteem, and they'll do anything to get a woman. I'm making generalizations, obviously, so, but that's what's fun about the small talk episodes. I don't have to be too intelligent on these. Secondly, I think too, maybe some of it is me, you know, kind of telling them what I do. They may make certain assumptions about what I do and what they think that means in terms of what I make. You know, and people know what I do if they listen to the podcast, but you know, I hope I don't walk around like Floyd Mayweather or give off that Floyd Mayweather vibe, because I'm not, right? Like, I'm just a regular guy who's got a day job and he makes podcasts in his spare time. But, yeah, I don't know what it is. People ask me that all the time. They're like, some of these moments I've had, you know, that I won't necessarily go into, because I don't want to cut that close to the bone. But let's just say some of the dating experiences I've had recently, probably like 5 or 6 months ago, it might be tied back to me being a little too generous to the women that I date. I can go there with that, because I'm a generous person. Anybody who knows me, you know, Brandy, they know that I'm a fairly generous person, right? And at least that's what, you know, obviously that's like the worst endorsement, right? Is when you say, hey, I'm generous or I'm humble, you know, it's like the worst, but you know, but yeah, it's just, I don't know. I think that's some of it. And, but at least, no, but like, none of that should be evident, obviously, when you're talking to somebody online. All I'm doing is telling them, hey, this is what I do for work. And I think people kind of, you know, maybe they're just leading with that. You know, they just lead out with that. Like, hey, this is what I want. You know,
we're gonna work on your script, and we're gonna see if we can't help you find a better pool of people. Maybe not say exactly what you do, but just give a generality. So yeah, we're gonna work on that script for you.
You know,
this is great. This is insane because if people are asking for down payments for townhomes,
yeah, and this was. Well, she tried. Well, that's it, you know, that story there. This, she was, you know, like I said, we had gone out a few times, you know, a couple of years ago or whatever. And she hits me back up talking about, you know, I know how things are between us. She tried to like play the sob story, like we had been going through things, right? Like we were, like, you know, we were in love, and then we just broke up because time and circumstance. We were young, we didn't know who we were. We grew apart, then we grew back together. She tried to hit me with all of this stuff, Brady. Like, oh, you know. You know, I know how things are between us and, you know, our situation. We ain't got no situation. Our, exactly. Our is a plural possessive pronoun, and we do not have anything in that we possess together. So our situation is grammatically incorrect. Your situation, that's what you got. You got a situation. I ain't got no situation with you, you know. And, but you know, she was trying to go off on that, man. Like, just, like out in the left field. I'm just like, wow. But, you know, I'm not going to say all of my online dating experiences have been like that. You know, I've had some interesting ones. I told a story about, on the podcast, about how I met a chick who basically was using an older woman's pictures to make herself look older online so she could attract older men. And, but she, she was crazy bad. Yeah, I call it being frogged. Like, she, you know, I hit her up and we matched. And, you know, I saw the pictures. I said, okay, she's attractive. You know, she's worth
it. So you like older women, or was she like,
when I say older, 20? Exactly. So when I say older, I'm talking about like, you know, like our age, right? Like she, okay. Relative to her, she's
an older woman.
No, you're not an older woman.
I'm fine.
No, you're not an older woman. You're like, you know, you're the right age, right?
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Good cleanup.
You, but no, she was younger than us, and she was using, a woman who looked like she would be more like my age, you know? And, so when we met up, I was like, yeah, you don't look anything like this woman in these pictures, but she was hot. So that kind of led me, you know, obviously that led me down a path of considering my options here, you know? I was like, I can go home and pretend this didn't happen, or I can go and spend time with this hot chick who might be a little bit crazy.
a lot of bit crazy, yeah. But okay.
But I knew she was crazy. I did. I knew she was crazy. Like, I knew that before I went on the date. But I was like, this is going to be a great life experience. This is a character building moment.
At least you went into it with your eyes open. But that's crazy.
I had to go see what God had for me, Brandy. I had to go see. But yeah. Okay. But yeah, I can understand why you might be turned off by online dating, though.
I am, because I feel like everybody's crazy. And so I'd rather get a gauge of your crazy just meeting you in real life. So I don't know how that really happens organically. You don't really go out, but whatevs.
It's tough. I don't have any answers, right? You know, when I got divorced, you know, part of the motivation to get divorced was get back out in the game, you know, like, yeah, I'm back, you know what I mean? Like, I felt like, okay, we know we have issues with your black movie experience. Have you seen I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker?
Yes!
All right.
I love that movie.
So I can use this reference and you'll get it. Remember when Anthony Fargus's character came out of jail and he had on the pimp suit
with the dead goldfish
in the shoe? That's how I felt. That's how I felt. Like, I felt like that. That's how I felt coming back into the game after being divorced. But I was completely, you know, anachronistic. Yes, that's a big word. I was completely out of my element because I had been, you know, I had gone through a time warp. I wasn't 28 anymore. I was 32, and all my friends who were single are now married and in relationships and working on babies and stuff. And I'm like, you know, what is this place that I'm in? You know? Mm-hmm. And yeah. And needless to say, I hadn't healed. So I was really just out here wilding, you know. And I'm not talking about, like, you know, anything too salacious, but, like, I just was out here in these streets, you know, talking to women that I didn't have no business talking to. And, you know, but then I did also meet some wonderful people in that time, you know, that the early days of me being a divorcee. And,
it's a process.
Yeah, it's a process. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know how to meet people, because if I knew, then I wouldn't be single and recording podcasts, right? like I wouldn't be doing any of that. People are like, man, you just do so much stuff. I'm like, yeah, because I'm single. I ain't got nothing going on.
I got time, y'all.
I get all kinds of time. I got a farmer's market in my backyard known as a garden. I got a podcast. I'm out here promoting nonprofits.
I'm growing these businesses. You know, I'm teaching every week at the church. I'm teaching them. The ribs for the church.
Yes.
You know, I'm making bacon.
Yes. Making bacon from scratch at home. I just got all kinds of time. You know, it's a mess, man. And it just, you know, I don't know. I
just honestly feel like the person you're supposed to meet, you will just meet them organically, or at least that's what I've sold myself. So maybe I can get others to drink the Kool-Aid. But yeah, I mean, at least as far as the people that I know that are married and they appear to be happy, they just met their significant others organically.
Okay, so let's unpack this a little bit, and as we wrap up this small talk episode, you have broken a record, another first. You have recorded like 3 small talk episodes on the Culture and Conversations podcast. Yet another shameless plug. You know it's bad.
Listen,
when
I can run my mouth.
This is so pleasurable. I really enjoy the conversation. I'm like, yes, God, there's another human being on earth who knows me. Yes, there's a woman who I called, and she picked up, and she answered the call, and she's talking to me.
And I'm not asking for rent money.
She's not asking for rent mother money, Father. She's not. She's not, Lord. Thank you. Bless your holy name, Jesus. Yes, yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sure. And she didn't ask me to buy them Beyonce tickets, Father. She didn't ask me. She didn't ask me. Oh, yes. Bless your name, Father. Yeah. Oh, no. Let me not speak in fake tongues. Let me stop. I had to catch myself. I was about to go there.
Oh,
praise break. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes. And I didn't have to. She's not advertising meet and greets, Father, on Instagram. Yes, Lord.
Listen,
there's still a few of them out here, Father. Jesus, she's not selling tickets. Yes. Oh, man. Take me to the Beyonce concert for $200. You can take me to the Beyonce concert.
Right.
Oh, man.
You still need to buy the tickets.
Yes, you're going to still need to buy the tickets. It's $200 is for the opportunity.
Exactly.
To buy me Beyonce tickets. Oh, my goodness. Oh, this is good. This is such a good episode. But yes, so Brandy, these guys always want to know these things. So obviously, okay, you're not looking for people who yell at you on first dates.
No, please don't.
What are you looking for in terms of your who you would like to meet organically? You know.
Oh my gosh. That's a very big question.
Okay.
Sometimes I always feel like it's easier to say what I don't want, but that's not productive. You should speak positive things. So I've never been, I don't have a type.
Okay.
Per se.
I ain't got in no general, type. That's a song, right? Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, yes. Ratchet. I can't really find the beat, but yeah, there is a ratchet song. Yes. But no, I don't have a type really. I am looking more for non-physical attributes, like someone who is smart.
Okay.
Someone who is confident and funny.
Okay.
And compassionate.
All right.
Let me
continue to check off these stable options on my.
Not crazy.
Let me see how. Let me see if I fit into this on the resume here. Let me check
all the boxes.
Just saying, we're talking about organically meeting people. You know, like I don't want the.
They do have stable income. I won't say employment because not everyone wants to be an employee, and I respect that. But stable income, because sure. I support me, so you should support you. It is always ideal that they do believe in God. You know, not everyone is in the same place in their spiritual journey, but I think it's important that we share at least that basic belief.
It's a good place to build from.
Yeah. So, yeah. I think that's sort of it in a nutshell. I mean,
it doesn't seem unreasonable. It really doesn't.
I don't think it is, but you know, apparently, it is very unusual.
Yeah.
You know, and let me tell you, I don't even like. I'm very tall. I'm 6 feet tall, right? And I don't even have like a height preference.
Oh wow.
Yeah. It's crazy. Like. I think the shortest guy that I've dated, he was like 5'6".
Ooh.
So yeah, like I got very comfortable with my height at a young age, and so it's like, whatevs.
We need to rebuke them 5'6" brothers in the name of Jesus.
Yes, I mean, it was interesting. It was interesting, but even when we went out, I still wore my heels because I liked them. Yeah. I'm confident in me, so you should be confident in you.
I'm just saying. Kevin Hart's wife is significantly taller than him. She's confident, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, everybody can't be tall. I mean, I get that.
I'm not gonna
throw out how tall I am. I just don't want to make people jealous, you know. Cause, you know, I'm just gonna keep that information to myself. You know.
Listen. They'll be coming after you for sure.
Nah, man.
So, we're gonna work on your scripting, like I said.
I almost made a fool of myself today when I was at the clothing store I shop at. You know, met a nice young lady. She was very young. She was like 21. And then,
great.
And I thought about it. I said, no, I don't want to listen to mumble rap. You know, I just don't. I don't want to do it. Not knowingly, not unless it's like, you know, so I'm not pick and choose. You know, I don't want to, I just don't, like, how can I even talk to somebody who's 21? Like, I'm like, because I didn't, that made me feel like the old creepy guy, right? Like, who's talking to, like, girls who's, like, way too, you know, way too young. So,
yeah,
I paused.
You gotta draw the line.
I caught myself. I said, I refuse to be that guy. I just do, you know. You know, I'll be charismatic and friendly, but I can't do that. She's just too young. So,
yeah. Yeah. You'd be hard pressed to find someone in their early 20s who is really in a place where they're a decent or good match for someone in their 30s, unless that person in their 30s is very young minded.
Yeah.
Themselves.
I just think back to when I was in my 20s, and I know men in their 20s are a little bit different than women in their 20s, but it's like, I just know. I don't want to teach them. I don't want to have to teach you anything. I don't want you having to figure out that we need to save for retirement. I don't want to go through the growth process of you realizing that your philosophy degree is not going to get you money in this economy. I don't want to go through this whole process of you realizing that you're too old to club. Like, everybody goes through that, and I don't want to go with somebody who has to still grow out of, you know, realize that they're too old to club. I just don't want to deal with that. And
it's a weird place to be.
Yeah, because, you know, in your early 20s, you still can go to the club and hang out. And, but when you get, like, you know, I don't know what, you know, 28, you're like, all right, like, is this going to stop, you know?
Right. You know. Like, the Facebook memories pop up, and it's like, oh, my gosh.
Well,
like, am I really on here talking about, I can't wait to get off work to go to Velvet Room? Like, really?
Wow.
Like, yeah.
This is hilarious, but no, all the things you asked, you're looking for or hopeful for in a particular guy, that's not bad. those are reasonable things, you know.
Thank you.
So I think it's a very, I think we're going to, you know, touch and agree and believe that you can find that. And, you know, we'll see, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see.
In the meantime, we'll just keep recording podcasts and making people jealous. That's what we'll do. Yeah. Just so you guys know, behind the scenes technology talk here. When I approached Brandy about being on the podcast, and I said, "Hey, I can just call your phone and record the phone call." She said, "Oh no, I want the voice quality to be better than that." So I said, "Well, we got some other options. Then I can meet you and we can record it live, and it doesn't get any better than that." Or you know, I can use Google Talk to.
You did not have to put my Mariah Carey demands out there that. Like, people did not need to know.
Look, why am I setting up lighting and you're not even here? Like, what am I doing? Like, I'm changing light bulbs and got lamps. What are we doing? There's a makeup artist here in my studio, aka my dining room. And what are we doing?
Like, listen, if I knew there was lighting and a whole setup, then I would have had to, you know, drive on down. I'm just saying.
Got the powder. Got the powder.
Always find the light. Always find the good lighting. Yes.
Yes, but I told Brandy that I said, "I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that your sultry tones come across to the culture and conversation listeners." So we worked on the technology. We got it in place. So you're hearing.
I appreciate your efforts. Yes.
Look, the least I can do. And yet, and just like that, another 40 minutes of complete conversation recorded, you know, so.
This is insane.
Yes, this is insane. We're going to stop talking right now so that
yeah.
So that we can be adults and respect your time as listeners and stop producing small talk episodes. But we can keep on going. We got more.
Apparently.
We got bars. That's what we got. We got bars. So.
Bars.
Yeah. I'm like, look, I got to record because I got all this equipment. I got to record.
Yes.
I don't let anybody talk to me and over this setup.
Let me press record. Listen, make that money work for you.
Exactly. Exactly. We going to get it all. Oh, you coughing. That's cool. Go ahead and cough. I can edit that out. Oh, you sneezed. Okay. The little your nephew came into the room. All right. Your son came by. Your dog barked. That's cool. We're going to edit that out. You know, matter of fact, put your dog on the podcast real quick. Yeah, we gonna get all these syllables tonight.
All of them.
We want all the syllables. So, all right, I'm done recording, Brandy. I hope you guys enjoyed that small talk episode, a lighter side to the podcast. If you'd like to engage us at Culture and Conversations, feel free to reach out to us through Facebook. Culture and Conversations. It's a Facebook page. If you want to hit us up on Instagram, Culture and Conversations is the Instagram page. And if you'd like to send an email telling us what you think about the show, saying hello, or asking to be on the show, you can do so. culture and conversations@gmail.com. Hope you guys enjoyed that. Peace.